The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 3-1 overall and ranked number 10 in the AP poll and number 10 in the Amway Coaches poll. Michigan State opens Big Ten play on Saturday by hosting Nebraska, an 8 p.m. contest to appear on ABC. Coach, thanks for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll open up to questions.
Thank you. Very excited about the opportunity and the challenge that's presented this week when Nebraska comes to town. Should be a great environment, and players are looking forward to play, as probably theirs are, and another great Big Ten game. So I'll take questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Andrew Lowe with the Des Moines Register.
Coach, your teams are known for their defensive style and being good in defense, and you're also among the national leaders in the rush defense. And I wanted to ask you, we always have thought and been told that that was kind of the foundation of any defense, was stopping the run. But in this day and age with so many teams throwing the ball, does that still apply? Is that still a focus and a starting point for your defense?
Yes, I think it is, because, you know, you want to try and make the game one-dimensional as much as you can. Also think if you stop the run initially, you know, you put them in long yardage situations. But I also think that there's so many different ways that people are running the ball now that it involves not just your defensive line, but it's your entire defense and your adjustments on defense and your style of play. And there really has been some creative ways to get people the ball.
Is it? Does that mean your defensive line has to be more versatile, the athletes on that line?
Yeah, I think that there's no place on defense that you can be an athletic, that's for sure. I mean, you have to be just a bigger power athlete. You know, you have to be a bigger guy that's extremely athletic as well now. But the ability to run on defense, change direction, and tackle in space and get off blocks is, I think, paramount to everybody's success.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Hamilton with Sports Illustrated.
Hey, Mark, I'm sure you've been over this a million times, but on Shalik, what did you see him work on or focus on in the offseason to maybe enhance himself as an every-down, all-around guy and not just strictly being known as a pass rusher?
You know, Shalik's just an extremely hard worker, and from day one when he walked in here, he started, you know, he set his mind that he was always going to get better. So regardless of what he is, he critiques who he is, and tries to up the ante a little bit in every aspect. So he's going to continue to try and get bigger, stronger, more athletic, work on his speed, watch NFL pass rush drills. You know, he's got to play the run, do all the different things you have to do as a defensive lineman. But, you know, he knows our defense, he understands our defense, and it's not all the time about him making a play. It's about how he fits in the defense sometimes. It's just as important.
Thanks.
Relative to blocking leverage and things of that nature.
Your next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Coach, Marcus Rush has contributed since he stepped on the field there for you after a redshirt season. Can you talk about how he's developed and how he's embracing his senior year?
Yeah, you know, Marcus has done an outstanding job. He will be, if he stays uninjured the rest of his career here, he will have started more games than any person in Michigan State history, which is quite an accomplishment. He's been a guy that's been, you know, sort of a cornerstone on the other side of our defensive end position from Shalik. He's been a cornerstone there for the last 3 years. This is his fourth year starting, obviously, and he's a playmaker. And that's the best thing you can say about him. You know, he makes plays all over the field. He's developed into an outstanding leader for us. And he's extremely, extremely competitive. I'm sure he's looking forward to the opportunities this week.
Coach, tight end is a position of depth again on your team, but there's some youth there. Can you talk about what the tight ends have done to this point and whether you expect them to get more active in the passing game as the season progresses?
Yeah, our tight ends are last year were a little bit we were looking for identity coming into the season last year. I think we developed that as the season progressed. You know, Jamal Lyles came over from defensive end, spent the year sort of developing into a tight end. I think he is doing an outstanding job. And Josiah Price, you know, is a guy that catches the ball for us. The other guy that's very active in there. So Andrew Gleicher's been out for a week with an injury, and then Paul Lang and Dylan Chimura sort of round that out. So all five of those guys are guys that can go in and play. Jim Bowman is doing an outstanding job with them. They block very efficiently. They've graded out winning, and they've got great hands, and they're capable of running and creating a big play. So I think we have an identity there. I think we have, you know, guys that that can make plays for us. Just a matter of getting them the ball at certain points in time.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, writing about Jordan Westerkamp, obviously he's had some sensational catches the last couple of years. Can you tell that he's a coach's son from watching him and seeing him play?
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that extremely disciplined route runner. He's a big play guy. He catches the ball very effectively. He's tough. Yeah, you can tell. You can tell that. And, you know, he's an outstanding player for him. And, again, he's been a mainstay for them, I think, in their offensive package here these last number of years.
And the Nebraska offense as a whole, do you see signs from its passing game that it might break out, or is it really all about stopping the run first and foremost?
Well, let's hope it doesn't break out, Joe. But I think that Tommy Armstrong has gained valuable experience this last year. I believe last year may have been one of his first starts against us. They can throw the football. They've got great receivers in Jordan, and then also in Kenny Bell. The tight end's been effective as well, and Amir Abdullah can also catch the ball out of the backfield. So they've got the guys. And the bottom line is, most of the time, they've been running the football, but they've had so much success doing that. But they're an outstanding offense, and then Coach Beck does a great job with it. And it'll be a great challenge, tremendous challenge for us this weekend to stop Nebraska.
Thanks so much.
Yep.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
Your final question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, could you give just a brief word on Keith Mumphrey, his evolution, and at what point do you feel like the senior urgency sets in on guys like Mumphrey and Rush who are in their final year?
Well, I think you only have so much time at a college, and then your time is done, and you need to move forward. So, you know, with the rest of your life. So I think both of those guys are understanding that this is their final season, and they're looking to play their best football. Keith Mumphrey's been very exciting. You know, he had a big game this last weekend. We're deep at the wide receivers, so really every game has a new playmaker. That's been exciting for us. But Keith has the ability to run. He's a track guy. He's a big body guy, goes about 218 pounds. He blocks. He's on special teams. He's really a complete football player.
Coach, thanks again for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thanks again.